On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the oft-imitated, never-duplicated Voices of Misery podcast, and of course, I am one half of your dynamic duo, the Nerds. I'm the Nerd, and you are?
Nerdette.
And your little footsies hurt, don't they? Because you were doing some walking.
I'm so tired, man.
I don't get it, man. Both of you, all three of you were hurting yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know why Sammy, she didn't fucking do anything. She stayed home and handed out candy. What the hell are you tired from?
The night before, she was dancing.
That was three nights ago. That was Saturday.
That was Saturday night. I'm all lost with my days and whatnot. So she was dancing the night away in these big ass like platform boot things that kids are wearing these days. I don't know what I probably butchered whatever the hell it was. It was probably a pair of sneakers for all I know. But she was like dancing these very difficult to wear shoes. And holy crap, man, she was gone for like 3 hours. She's not a very active child. She doesn't do sports or anything. I tried, but no, she just. I don't know. I don't know what the hell it is. Maybe we're just a very sedentary family, and any kind of activity just fucking puts us down.
We don't do anything.
I seem to be okay, though. Like, if I get up and I have to move a little bit, I'm all right. I'm not dead. I'm good for, like, 2 days on the treadmill before I fucking die. That's what gets me every time, too. Whenever I start getting on the treadmill, I'm like, I'm going to get on this treadmill, and I start doing it. I do it, right? And I go on for, like, 4 or 5 days in a row, and then you always tell me I'm overdoing it. Because I'm like, yeah, man, I feel great. I'm doing this again. And then my fucking legs go, like, stiffen up and shit. And I take a couple days off and I never go back to it. And then the cycle continues. But enough about my failings and shortcomings. How the hell are you doing? Because you had Halloween. You walked around a lot. Your feet hurt. But how was the experience?
We had fun. It was just me and Jenna. Sammy came home and she said she didn't want to go out. She wanted to stay home and hand out candy, which is fine with me. We knew that was coming. At some point, it was going to happen. So that's fine. So it was just me and Jenna. We were like all over the fucking place, man. This kid, because like last year she had like a meltdown like halfway through and like she was done. And I'm like, so we'll probably just go out and hit a couple streets and then end up coming back. But last night, I don't know what the fuck. She had so much energy. She had me all over the place. So, and then she got so much that we had to dump her pail into the book bag. She came home with 3 full-size candy bars, a freaking gift bag. Like, I don't...
People give away some weird shit here, man.
The one year we went, I think one year we got like bottled water from 3 houses.
Yeah.
So now, like, I learned after like that one year to carry a book bag with me because you never know what the hell you're just going to be given. Another year we were given, the kids were given like bags of chips and juice to walk around and eat and snack on. And I'm like, what the hell? So this time I'm glad I had the book bag because she did come home with some stuff. So good for her. She had a lot of fun, though.
We had a different situation here.
Full-size candy bars, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people got it like that, man. If you can do it, do it.
Were they good candy bars, or were they... Heath, not to me.
Were they Heath bars? What the fuck were they?
They were a full-size Reese.
Mm.
Which is... That's good. But, ate that immediately. That's the one
like being handed a blank check.
And then a full-size 3 Musketeer... Which, they're okay to me. They're not awful, but they wouldn't be what I would go to.
The nuts? Is that like the really nutty one?
It's got
like Baby Ruth.
No, it's got like the nougat in it or whatever.
The nougat? Yeah. I have no idea what the hell that one is.
And a full-size Hershey bar.
I was never a candy bar guy, though. Snickers, that was it.
Yeah. I don't know, but like, yeah, you said you didn't get a lot at the house, which we never do because the street is so fucking dark. Every year we complain about it. I hate this street.
I got some good bonding time in with my daughter. That was pretty fun. We got to talk about stuff, and talking to a 14-year-old girl is not in my, best skills, I guess. So I was trying to figure out things to talk about, and I was like, do you hear that new Bobby Brown record? And she's like, wait, who the hell is that? What the hell's a record? But no, I was trying to figure out, like, stuff and, you know, trying to talk about things that kids are talking about these days. And every time a kid would come up to the house and they would have this weird outfit on, I'm like, hey, what the hell's that supposed to be? And she would tell me, I'm like, I've never heard of it. And I learned about a bunch of different things. PJ Mask. Roblox, Minecraft.
How did you not know PJ Masks?
I remembered after the kid walked away and our daughter told me who it was. I was like, okay, I remember that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, because oh show. God, that was another damn thing that we had to keep getting toys for.
There were a bunch of ones, and there was like a Korean pop band thing that she told me one of the people was emulating, and I was like, oh, okay. So kids these days are just into some weird stuff, but the kids that we did see had some really cool costumes on, just not enough of them, and it was very disappointing for me because I love seeing the kids on Halloween. It's my favorite thing to see what the hell they're wearing, you know, nice costumes and stuff.
I was disappointed. I didn't see any of those blow-up dinosaurs.
I saw one.
They're my favorite to see.
There was one blow-up dinosaur, but it wasn't like the full bodysuit one. It was someone who had like a light-up thing they were inside of, and it was like a Triceratops, but it was like a purple light-up thing. It was stupid. It wasn't as cool as the big like life-like ones or whatever they were doing last year.
The worst thing I saw was a woman, a mom. She had like toddlers with her or something. She was pulling them in the wagon, and she wasn't dressed up, but for some reason, she had like some kind of contraption on her, mm-hmm. where she had like really bright headlights on her boobs, bright as hell.
Headlights on the headlights.
Just I turned around and did a double take. I'm like, what the fuck? Just like walking around the neighborhood with that. Like that is the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. Regular clothes, just wearing headlights on her boobs, and I'm just like. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And then I thought the cutest one that I saw was Cruella DeVille was a kid, and I don't know what kind of dog she had. It was like a mutt, like mixed dog.
Yeah.
But the dog had a Dalmatian costume on, which I thought was cute. So that's about it. Like it was just, I mean, Jenna had fun, so that's all I care about. But I did see, and we had someone in Discord post their Halloween pictures of them dressed up and stuff. That costume, I can't name it because I don't know what the fuck it is. Where they have, like, it was black and they had lights on the face. I don't know what that's from, but I saw that all over the neighborhood.
Yeah, a couple of people had that. I don't know what it is either.
We're just not hip. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I bet you Sammy would know. But yeah. I kept, like, they were on every street.
I don't get it either.
I
saw
a couple
of them.
It was cool looking because it was very, like, all the colors. It was really bright. It looked cool.
Yeah, that was one of the ones I asked her about. I can't remember all this shit, man.
Yeah, I
mean,
I can't either.
It's like a part-time job trying to keep up with all the shit they're into nowadays. It's very hard. So the ones that I did recognize, I gave an extra piece of candy to. There were a couple Spider-Mans that I was like, all right, you're Spider-Man. You could have one. I know who you are. But, I mean, there was a Harley Quinn. Of course, there's always a Harley Quinn. And there was a couple slutty nurses. Remember those moms that came up with their kids?
Yeah.
Dressed like sluts. I'm like, dude, you're walking with your kids and you're wearing like slut nurse outfits with your little kids, and it's like, Halloween's for them, man. You know, like, just put a fucking pair of pants and a hoodie on and just follow behind your kids and stand awkwardly across the street as they're getting candy at some stranger's house.
I get dressing up because I think dressing
up. Do that at the bar, though. Like, after you drop the kids off and then they go to bed, you go out to the bar and do your Halloween. Do it then. Don't dress like that shit.
This one woman was dressed like fucking Lizzo, man. She was wearing, oh my God, she was huge.
What was she, dressed up like a pile of shit with flies around it?
No, but she was just huge and wearing, like, Spanx. And, like, I'm just like, what are you doing with those, like, high heel?
I seen that one. She was the first. Was the first group that came to our house. Yeah, that was they were in that first group that came.
With all your little children, just like your ass all out. Like, oh my Lord.
But just seeing what I saw online, though, just because you know how people like go online, social media, Halloween was great this year. This year it seemed like it was a bust all over the place. I mean, maybe because it was a Monday. That's got to be it. Because last year was pretty damn decent. It started off slow and then it picked up. This year was nothing like the previous years here in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, it normally feels kind of like a party almost in the neighborhood when there's Halloween here. Because you even got adults out there drinking booze and whatnot, and you go up to the house, they got beer and drinks.
I still think...
What's that?
I swear it's because you're here. Because people were walking around with drinks and stuff.
Yeah, maybe they didn't come down here.
Yeah. They had the, you know, the couple houses that always play, like, Thriller. They had that.
Oh,
going.
They were good. Okay, so maybe it was just like we live in the crappy part of the neighborhood.
Yeah, like we live in this dark, like forgotten land.
I mean, for some reason, ours is the only house that always has a fucking cloud over it. It's always fucking raining, only over our house. Thunder and lightning and shit. I mean, why the fuck does everyone else's house have sunlight over it?
I don't get it, man.
Some weird shit. The fucking sun never fucking rises over here. I don't get it. It's over our one house. some weird shit going on. Some other weird shit going on here, man. So there was some crazy news over, you know, the past couple of days here, over the past couple of hours, rather. The NFL, man, really sad news today. So Mike Zimmer was a former coach of the Minnesota Vikings. His son died at a tender young age of 38 years old, and a lot of people are shocked that this kid's dead. 38 years old, man. He was a coach as well. His name was Adam Zimmer. Yeah, fucking A, man. So no cause of death's given yet, but there's a really interesting tweet that his father posted, and I happened to find this morning, and I had to retweet it and give my condolences to him over his son, obviously, because no fathers have to bury their son, you know? That's very sad, but he did voice his frustrations, and it was a very strongly worded tweet, and his frustrations were against unvaccinated players on the Vikings team that he coached last year, and it was August 2nd, 2021, he called them a bunch of selfish babies, and that the variant's rough. For the sake of everyone's health, he thinks it's important to get vaccinated. And some people don't understand, I guess. That was
and
his
so
tweet.
Then you went and said something.
I just
when
said,
his son passed
I said,
away.
I said, sorry he took his dad's advice, because...
Wow, dude.
If this guy was condemning people for not getting this fucking shot...
I know, but...
You don't think his son took his advice?
Oh, my goodness.
You don't think he told his son, you better get this thing? And his son was coaching in the NFL as well, where they had the mandates. Mm. I'm just saying, man, no cause of death was given yet, so I don't want to jump to conclusions here, but I also don't want to rule anything out.
Yeah.
38 years old, this is just another death in a long line of fucking deaths recently where people just happen to fucking die young. No cause of death, everyone's surprised. When are we going to stop being surprised about these sudden deaths? I'm not making fun of this guy. My heart goes out to this guy, man. If I ever had to bury one of my... I don't know what kind of grief that is. I hope I never find out. So my heart goes out to this man. But... I mean, part of the reason why I like doing this show is because I like to say what the fuck I want to say, and I feel like this is something that needs to kind of get brought up every time these people die young and suddenly. Maybe there's a correlation here. And I put maybe in air quotes because I fucking know there is one. There has to be one. You just don't up and die. At the age of 38, perfectly healthy, everything's fine. You just don't fucking up and die like that, especially when the dad was pushing this dangerous shot on other people. You know... And this happens to a son, unfortunately. It's just, you have to ask these questions, you know? You have to. Rest in peace, man. That sucks. That really sucks, you know? Mm-hmm. I hope no one else has to deal with that shit. It's fucking terrible, but you gotta ask those questions. It's like, when are we gonna be able to safely assume that this is the cause of it, when every death for the past 3 years was attributed to fucking COVID-19? And it was safe to say, I mean, it doesn't matter. A fucking guy could fall down a flight of stairs and break every bone in his body and bleed out on the floor. Oh, he died of COVID. Oh, okay. But we can't even raise one concern. Like, hey, maybe this 38-year-old died because his dad was pushing the vaccine. That's, you know, ever since that thing came out, people are dying suddenly. Can we kind of draw a line here and say maybe this is the cause of this fucking thing? That's where I like to kind of ask that question. Just throw it out there, people. I know some of you might agree with me. But anyway, besides that, what have you been doing? Anything else? Been watching? Have you been able to fit anything in as far as television?
I started Fire Country because my sister, she's been harassing me for like a fucking month to start that stupid show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on...
Well, can you tell me what it's about for you?
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, I don't know. It's about a bunch of inmates and they want to take time off their sentence. And so they have this fire program. And they go into it and, like, they help with, they help, like, the firefighters or whatever.
Hmm.
And as long as you're on good behavior and you're working for them, like, time goes off your sentence. So
I like that idea in real life, too.
It's actually, like, it's not bad, you know, and it's something different for a show. So, but she's been, like, on my ass and I'm like, I have to catch up on Monarch. Like, I had other stuff I was trying to catch up on. Hmm. And then the last couple of days, I've just been sitting there watching nothing. So... So fuck it, it's on Paramount Plus. So I put it on. Freaking love the show. I think it's freaking great. And so now
yeah.
That's another freaking. Because I did the first episode. I was like, I could see this getting good. I know a lot of people in it. And then the second episode, I'm like, yeah, okay. Like I was hooked, and I'm good to go now. So I'll be watching that. It's a good idea. I like it. Do they do that?
I don't know.
They should
I think they do.
Like that.
I think they do. When I used to drive to Georgetown every day, there was this long stretch of nothing land. It was just nothing. Just a lot of highway and trees and woods. And then you would see the prison truck on the side of the road with a bunch of like sheriff cars behind it. Mm-hmm. They'd be doing work. So I'm thinking that could be part of it.
Like it's at least given these people who don't, like, I'm assuming, I don't know a whole lot about the show yet, but, like, I'm assuming these aren't, like, they're not out there, like, murderers or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're teaching them a skill, and they're knocking time off their freaking thing.
I think it's fantastic. So, for nonviolent offenders, obviously. Right. You can't be a murderer and be like, hey, this guy fucking saved 15 cats from trees this year. Let's let him out early.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's got to be like, all right, this guy's a fucking marijuana offender. He shouldn't even be here in the first place. Let's just fucking have him pick up some garbage for a couple of months and he's out. You know? Something like that could be good. You treat them like productive citizens, because you do mirror your behaviors when you're incarcerated or in some sort of a program. You look at soldiers. They never lose that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad still wakes up at fucking, 3 in the morning every day, bed made probably and shit, right? He'll never stop.
Nope.
He always went to work, fucking 4 hours early for a shift? It was just, it's just, you can't shake that out of you. So I think if you put someone in prison, or if they're in jail for a year or 6 months or so, and you instill good behaviors and habits in them, there's a very high probability they continue that when they're out.
Like, teach them a skill. Give them a purpose.
High probability. Hey, man, like, this kid was 16 years old when he came into jail. We put him in his program. He's been working every day. We're going to let him out at 18 and see how he does. There's a good chance he can probably do something with his life. But if that 16-year-old is in there getting beat up by adults and getting taken in by gangs and shit and learns a different lifestyle, he's going to go out and be worse. So some people can be rehabbed. I'm not that terrible, people. I don't think everyone should be executed if you're a fucking violent offender. If you know, there are some areas for improvement for some of these fucking people. That's all I'm trying to say. God, yeah. Other than that, I think it's a good idea for a show, but I don't think it can last very long, because it's like, how many seasons can you drag this out for?
Yeah, because the dude's going to obviously have to get in trouble again.
He's going to have to either get in trouble again, or he gets out.
Yeah, but I believe he's got a long sentence.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
So he's a violent offender, horrible criminal. He shouldn't be doing this program.
From what I remember, he held someone at gunpoint to get money, I think. It's been a couple days. I don't really remember. I'll have to look it up. I should have had it in
front
of me.
Should this program be for someone who holds someone at gunpoint? I was thinking like petty larceny.
Yeah, I don't know. He needed money. It's a whole storyline. He needed money for something and it really wasn't that big of a deal, but he got in a shit ton of trouble.
He has a heart of gold, I'm sure. They all do.
Well,
they
the
all,
main character.
They all have hearts of gold. You know what? Just make a show about a fucking asshole, man. Make a story about me. Just make me the star of a TV show. The most unlikable character of all fucking time. But you know what? The show will be fun to watch.
Yeah.
That's all I get. I hate this fucking guy, but the show makes me laugh, so I'm going to keep watching it. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
They all have heart of gold, man. You know, I'm just misunderstood, man.
Yeah.
I just fucking crack those guys' necks for no fucking reason, because you don't understand me, man.
And then you root for them.
Yeah. Like, fucking most horrible person. Oh, he has a six-pack. We fucking love him. There you go.
Oh, but that's it. That's it. I do have that one website, which I need to send to you, with Black Adam on it. So
I don't even care about Black Adam.
Well, no, but you wanted the website anyways.
I'll watch it.
So I'll be doing that in the next couple days or whatever, but that's about it. I don't plan that. Oh, and Unsolved Mysteries came out with 3 more episodes, so I'll be watching that too.
I got nothing to watch. Halloween's over.
Yeah.
Halloween's fucking over. I think I overdid it last year with the movies. I was just completely pooped out. And we're also back into this game we're playing again pretty much a lot. So that also hurt me this year with my movie watching. But other than that, I want to get into some days of the week. Because, man, today is Wednesday. And you know what? We're going to make it to Friday, man. We're going to do it. The fucking Laverne and Shirley song's in my head now. We can make it if we try. Remember that? Did you ever watch Laverne and Shirley? We gotta wait. Before we get into Days of the Week, did you ever watch Laverne and Shirley?
Maybe when I was young. I don't remember it.
How the fuck did you not watch that shit? I didn't even like the show. I watched it so much in my fucking house because my mom always had that shit on that I eventually started to like it when I was a kid.
It was I Love Lucy, Car 54. It was
I Love Lucy.
Those... I hated Lassie.
Yeah, that one was on too. I Love Lucy. Lassie, my dad liked that one.
I hated Lassie. I don't know if I saw that. I'm sure it was on at some point.
Laverne and Shirley, Golden Girls was on a lot too.
Golden Girls, we definitely watched.
I didn't like Golden Girls. They all loved it. My family, I was the only one that didn't like it, and I hated Laverne and Shirley. But then that one just kind of, I don't know, it just got me. But God, I know there's some Laverne and Shirley fans out there that are fucking absolutely astonished
that you knew the words to the song.
That and that you didn't like the show at all.
Well, I don't know. I don't remember.
I might have won somebody over.
November 2nd is All Souls Day, Day of the Dead, National Advent Calendar Day, National Deviled Egg Day, National Stress Awareness Day. November 3rd, Dominican Independence Day, Give Someone a Dollar Day, International Stout Day, and National Sandwich Day. Like I said, I am now going to separate websites to get stuff, so you're only going to get a couple things every day.
Actually, better days than the other site you were using. I hope that site never comes back.
So there you go.
These are actually more practical for people. Like, you know what? I was planning on having a pizza today, but you know what? Thanks, nerd. I'm going to have a sandwich instead. I'm going to have a fucking sandwich.
A sandwich. I haven't had a good, like, cold-cut sandwich in a long time.
Well, you also like Subway.
Oh,
which I don't consider, but do you consider that a cold cut sandwich? Do you consider a sub a sandwich?
Yes, sub.
Or do you mean like sandwich meat that you can get yourself?
Oh, both. It's good. I haven't had a sandwich in a really long time.
Well, I can tell you what you can put in your mouth, and it's actually not what you think it is, people. It's the next segment of our show. Someone really loves your segment,
by the way.
Someone loves your segment, baby. I was waiting for you to say it, but you didn't want to play the game there. But yeah, someone really does love your segment, the Days of the Week. And it's our good friends over at Built Bar. Yes, our friends at Built. Still, we're pushing out that Snickerdoodle Cream Puff Bar, baby. I had to say it quick because I didn't want you to laugh. God damn it. You laugh at me every time I say puff. I don't understand it. I say puff normally. Puff, puff, give. Puff, puff, pass, motherfucker. There you go. So anyway, the Snickerdoodle Puff is the most amazing puff out there. Second only to my favorite, the Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough Chunk Puff. And they make the absolute best Built Bar on the planet. Best protein bar, rather. She's got me all screwed up here, people. But you know what I'm trying to say here. You go to Built.com, you can have the absolute most flavorful, most high-quality chocolate protein bar out there. 17 grams of protein in this bar and only 2 grams of net carbs. You need to go check out the Snickerdoodle PUFF bar. That's where you can go. Built.com and use our code VOMSHOW to save 15% on any order. And if this bitch keeps laughing, you might never hear that segment again.
Oh, God.
Go to Built.com, people. They love your segment. I don't know how much they're going to love that commercial after you just maybe screw up through the whole thing laughing at me. What is it about the word puff? Is it my New Jersey accent? Is that what it is?
You said that so quick, and it was like four things.
I was trying to blend it all into one word so you wouldn't fucking laugh, and you did it anyway.
Because it was funnier when you did that.
Oh, my goodness. Snickerdoodle
Chunk Puff? What?
It's a PUFF bar. It's this new thing they're calling PUFF. Oh, goodness gracious. So anyway, today's someone's birthday, and it's November 1st. Can you believe it's November 1st already?
November is the best month of the year.
Why? Because you're going to get even fucking older. The woman I'm fucking is getting older and older, people.
The best month of the year.
Yeah, I know. It's
you know what, though? I used to hate it. I still hate it, but like in New York, like November is miserable.
Cold and nasty.
It's cold, it's wet, it's gray, it's the leaves are I hated it. Yeah. Hated November.
Yeah. I don't know.
Now, down here, it's not so bad. That slushy ass
fucking shit. When it turns a slush and you're driving through it and then you park somewhere and then you open up your door and you see nothing but fucking slime and you're like, I gotta step in this shit and I can't park over there. There's a big fucking snow hill. Looks like a giant fucking pile of cocaine. I'm not going in that. So you gotta step in the slush every once in a while. I mean, like, you have two-tone colored pants. That's how you know you live in New York, when you walk into a store and you got fucking black pants at the bottom and fucking lighter colored pants at the top.
Dude, that was the worst. When I worked in the bakery department, in the one grocery store up there, we had to wear a white uniform. And my ass had to walk.
I knew what they were doing.
I had to, the bottoms of my pants were so nasty every time I went to work. Like, it, like there was nothing I could do. It's like, what do you want me to do? You have me wearing white.
That's everybody in New York, man. They all got dirty cuffs in the bottom of their shoes, walking through mud and shit and fucking piles of homeless people and
freaking
rats.
Cars just whizzing by. I'm getting sprayed with shit. Like, yeah. What do you want from me?
I don't know, but people, people in the Northeast did not appreciate my roach comments on the last episode.
No,
did not like it. But who gives a shit? It's someone's birthday out there. It is November 1st, which means Florida Man and the Voices of Misery have a very special present for you. And this one may be the craziest Florida Man yet because he stole a truck and attempted to break into a military base to warn off a fight between aliens and dragons.
Just dude, let that's the worst
be digested
you go,
for a minute.
You can't go breaking into that. That's like the worst spot you can go break into.
Well, listen, this man, I picture, what's his name, Jeff Goldblum from fucking Independence Day just trying to run into a building. The aliens are coming, Actually wasn't too bad for trying it for the first time. So, listen, a man from Ocala was arrested after taking an unorthodox approach to getting the ear of the government. 29-year-old Corey Johnson was arrested after attempting to break into Patrick Space Force Base to warn of a conflict between aliens and dragons, per a Brevard County arrest affidavit. Johnson was arrested, while driving his Ford F-150 that, what the fuck? He stole this days before the break-in, so this truck was reported stolen.
Uh-huh.
He stole this days before the break-in, so he wanted to arrive in style, I guess. Police say he shared that the President of the United States told him in his head that he needed to take that vehicle and finish his mission. As you can imagine, Johnson is facing charges of grand theft. So there you go. This one's actually pretty recent. July 26, 2022. I don't know why I came up for today's, but whatever. I'll take it. I'll fucking take it. It was so good. I'll fucking take it. I'm sitting here looking at the date. I'm like, wait, this is pretty recent. And I'm looking at the date, and it was under Florida. Because when I look it up, I look up Florida Man, and I type in the date, and I'm like, all right, this is the story. But it fucking was July. What the?
Well, maybe he was sentenced today or had a court.
Maybe it was just meant to be. Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't fucking know. But you ready to get in some topics?
God, yes.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just before we came on the show, we had to do rock, paper, scissors on this first story, so I'm going to let you do it, because it's a sad day.
We need a moment of silence.
We need a 10-bell salute.
Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Everyone knows what's ready, what's coming. Poor rapper Takeoff was shot and killed outside a Houston bowling alley.
Takeoff.
Allegedly while playing dice, according to reports.
A rapper got shot to death playing dice. This is like, what is this, the movie Friday? What the fuck?
He was 28 years old.
Yeah. Another one.
Takeoff, one third of the hip-hop group Migos, which I've never heard of.
I've heard of these guys. They're actually pretty popular.
We talked about the rapper chips.
Yeah.
That's the first time I heard that group.
You better buy those nasty fucking pork pickle and hot sauce chips. What the hell flavors were they again? It was like, one was pickle.
Know. Yeah, one.
Pickle and weird, barbecue, weird flavors. Yeah.
Weird flavors, but I bet you a couple of them probably taste
really good.
Collector's
edition right there now.
So Takeoff, one third of the hip-hop group Migos, was killed early Tuesday morning. So this is Wednesday's episode. But just a few hours ago, man.
Yeah.
Law enforcement and witnesses said it happened around 2:30 in the morning at a bowling alley. Takeoff and his uncle and group mate Quavo were at the bowling alley allegedly playing dice with another group when an altercation broke out and someone opened fire, hitting Takeoff.
Mm. He should have taken off.
Run away, man.
I mean, that's the first thing you do when you fucking hear a bullet or a gunshot. You take off, man. You fucking run.
Poor guy. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The media outlet also reported Quavo was not injured. Two other people may have been shot in the altercation as well, but there was no immediate word on their conditions. Weeks ago, Quavo and Takeoff released their debut Only Built for Infinity Links without the third Migos member, Offset.
I've heard of Offset. I've heard of these guys. I've heard of that group. They've been on TV and like fairly recently doing stuff. I mean, they're a pretty big group. This is a big death.
Probably recognize it because we probably talked about them on here.
We may have. I don't know. But I couldn't name one of their songs because I'm fucking old. But
well, the rap, The rap trio went on to dominate the charts with collaborators including Jay-Z, Beyonce, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, Katy Perry, and Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, this one's not a joke.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
So this dude is like
Uzi Vert outlived somebody. I was saying a Lil outlived another rapper. That's shocking.
Like, that's crazy.
I don't know. No, he's like a pretty big name one. He's not like these other jokers that get fucking shot. He's actually like
that's a
popular one, yeah. Well, it's sad because he's famous, or sad because he's just the guy
like
that got
didn't take
shot.
Off.
well, his soul took off from his body.
Playing dice.
Playing fucking dice, man. I mean,
outside a bowling alley.
The only way this makes sense to play dice outside is if you have like a cardboard box like cut open and on the ground with like fucking black marker for like score and shit, and they're just throwing against the wall.
How do you play dice? Like, what do you do?
I have no idea. I think you have to call a number, and then if it lands on a number, you win.
You win
if
money
it doesn't,
or something?
You lose. Very low chances. I don't know. It's not a. I have no
I've
idea.
I've heard of people playing it. I just don't know how
people
to play
do
it.
It's very popular in the hood. Mm-hmm. Playing dice and shit. You know. I guess. I don't know. It was a very fun activity in San Andreas.
Well. They're down a member now.
It sucks. No, that one sucks. Because, you know, like, I guess there's always a little bit more care in the media when it's someone who's actually famous. These are Lils that die. It's like, who the fuck is Lil Pump? You know, who the fuck are these other guys? Whoever the fuck it was that got shot. But, yeah, that one sucks.
Yeah, this
man.
One's legit, man. This one actually had some shit going on.
But still, it always begs the question, though. He was a big-name rapper. He really was. He wasn't like, we're not making fun of the guy's fame, obviously. You know?
No, like, legit, he actually had stuff going on.
He's a big-ass star. We're a lot of big people. But it's like, you have to ask this question, though. You're that big of a star. Why are you playing fucking dice outside? You become famous. You have to leave that life behind. You have to be smart. They need smarter people around them. And you would think a big enough star like him would have people around him.
2:30 in the morning, Halloween night.
Fucking 2:30 in the morning. I mean, you have to understand. Yes, I understand this guy has to have a life, and he has things he enjoys doing, and that's the kind of shit he enjoyed doing. That's fine. But you have to also understand that when you're famous, the people that are around you don't always have your best interests in mind. People, this is a very selfish world. That's why I don't deal with people.
Yeah.
That's why I don't deal, because I'm not a self. I don't want to deal with people because I'm not a selfish person. I don't want people in my life because I don't want to. Because I don't want them to feel like I would ever ask them for anything. I don't ask people for shit. I don't want anybody to ask me for shit because I always feel like people have bad intentions. So I do myself a favor and everyone else by staying to myself. And this is a big reason why I feel like that would be good advice for a lot of people like him. Maybe fucking cut some people out of your circle when you get famous. Maybe only hang out with other famous people. Hey, man, you left your boys behind. Yeah, well, fuck you. I don't want to get shot playing dice at 2:30 in the morning because you hang out with the wrong crowd. Because the more people you have in your life, man, the more chances for something to go wrong, because not only do you have your bullshit, you've inherited their bullshit because you're associated with them. And hopefully this was just a random act of violence, but you don't think it was just a random act of violence. It was probably targeted because you came after him. I mean, he's a famous guy. Famous people don't really get caught in the crosshairs unless they're into something fucked up, because there's so little of them. And you think of celebrities, there's a much lower probability chance that they're going to be in the news getting shot unless they're up to some shit. So who knows what this guy's life is like. I don't know who the fuck he is. I just heard of him. He's one I've actually heard of, the ones that die, but... Very tragic. Rest in peace to his family. And
everybody have a bag of chips today.
Yeah, eat a bag of fucking pork pickle chips, whatever the fuck he's got. Whatever flavor, dill pickles and barbecue sauce.
I know they have a couple different kinds.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, there's worse ways to die and being shot 2:30 in the morning eating dice. And I would rather get shot at 2:30 in the morning playing dice outside of a nightclub, where the fuck he was, than getting killed by an elephant-sized demon cat that they're talking about. Yeah, can you imagine a fucking cat the size of an elephant?
Come on, man. There's no cat the size of an elephant.
So an elephant-sized demon cat is said to appear at the U.S. Capitol before national emergencies, according to reports as far back as 1862.
What is this, some spirit?
Listen to this. For more than 150 years, a demon cat, and this is proof, okay? This is proof that cats are from hell. Some say the size of an elephant is said to appear near the grounds of the U.S. Capitol before national emergencies. This is according to the White House Historical Association, and if you can't trust the White House...
Who can you trust?
It's probably the most common of all the ghost stories in the Capitol, said Steve Livengood, the chief tour guide of the U.S. Capitol Historical Society.
No pictures. It shows up.
Oh, man.
No pictures, no nothing of this cat... That has been around since the 1800s.
Well, this is the most common of all the ghost stories of the Capitol, he said. partly because of the physical evidence.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
In 1898, I told you these things are from fucking hell, man. In 1898, because, like, why didn't this demon elephant-sized thing take the form of a dog if it was so fucking bad? It had to be a cat.
Because everyone loves cats. And not a serpent. Wants to be pets.
Oh, man. In 1898, after the Capitol building was damaged by a gas explosion, paw prints in the initials DC, speculated to mean demon cat, appeared in a concrete pour to repair the small Senate rotunda. While Living Gold told Atlas Obscura, it was quite possible that a cat simply just walked across the wet concrete. Visitors to the Capitol have seen the prints. News reports of sightings as evidence of the legend's veracity. So they've seen this demon cat the size of an elephant. It's one of the most persistent and creative ghost stories in our nation's capital. So these are serious people, all right, talking about this demon cat. It's known sometimes as DC. The ghostly cat has appeared at both the White House and the United States Capitol. This foreboding feline has more than 9 lives, and its appearance portends of an impending disaster. So watch your step, everybody. So this thing is described as black and sometimes tabby with stripes. It's said to appear most often the guards of the U.S. Capitol.
Can you give me a break? They can't even get their fucking ghost story together.
With sightings reported before the assassination of JFK and one just before the stock market crash of 1929.
Oh, Jesus.
The creature swells up to the size of an elephant. This is as of an 1898 Washington Post report that this thing swelled up to the size of an elephant before the eyes of a terrified observer. In 1935, the Post reported, after another sighting, that the cat's eyes glow with all the hue and ferocity of the headlights of a fire engine. Now, that's fucking serious, man. And there were many reports, all right, even going back to 1963, the days before JFK's assassination. What do you think about Demon Cat? Do you think this son of a bitch is going to show up?
They can't even get their story straight, man. Is it a black cat? Is it a tabby cat?
It takes on the form of many destructors.
Can just change.
Why not?
Get out of here.
You don't like Demon Cat?
This is the stupidest thing.
Listen, I thought you might want to hear about your favorite species of pet there, the cat.
Oh my god, Demon Cat.
But I'm telling you, if this thing only shows up, do you think this thing was reported to be seen right before Joe Biden got elected? Because that's when shit really hit the fan.
Oh, man. You know, I don't know, man. Yeah. So it was reported in 1898, and then when was the next report?
1935, there's another one.
So a reporter was just bored as fuck, and they were just going through the archives, like,
they wanted to hear about this demon cat.
We're gonna go. The demon cat is back, and just wrote a story. And now,
can you imagine though being put in charge of that fucking job? Like, who do we fucking hate the most in the office? Hey, Jimmy Olsen, come over here. We got this demon cat story across the country. We need you to go take a train in an hour. Go get one.
That's so messed up.
That's how I used to do it back in the day. Mm-hmm. All right, so I got another one here for you. So this one comes courtesy of our little channel here. Our pal Jay Hall sent this one to us right after we started recording yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to read it. Mm-hmm. But after I did, I was like, this is a pretty good story to talk about. Some good stuff here. There was a man in China who was hospitalized after he ate a whole live crab.
No. Why? Why would you do that?
There's only one reason a man would put a live crab in their mouth, mm-hmm. and that's to avenge their daughter. This thing pinched his daughter, so he got pissed off and fucking chewed the son of a bitch. A live one. I don't understand why. I mean, you would step on it, you would think, right? But anyway, this man, he lives in China. He was hospitalized after he ate a live crab that pinched his daughter. Months after swallowing the crustacean, he was hospitalized with severe back pain and parasitic infections. You fucking idiot. That's why these things
have
to be cooked.
That's what you fucking get, dude.
Yeah. While raw crab is served in some regions of China, local government officials have recommended against it. So he became very ill several months after he ate the crab. So his name is, I'm going to fuck this up, Liu of Zhejiang. That actually sounds pretty legit. Was recently seen by doctors at a hospital in Hangzhou for severe back pain about 2 months after he swallowed the crustacean. I asked him, why did you eat a live crab? He said, I wanted to take revenge on my daughter.
Oh boy.
What? You think I should have said it normal? I wanted to differentiate the person from the other person, so it would just bring a little bit more life to the story.
Oh, God.
You think I'm appropriating? Don't you fucking talk like a princess when you're reading a fucking Disney book to the kids?
Oh, God. What the fuck?
So anyway, he says, When we were taken, or when we were by the stream, my daughter was pinched by a small crab, so I got angry and put it into my mouth for revenge.
Why not just throw it in a pot of water?
Okay, pick up and place it.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do with
I guess. I mean, yeah, well, that's how you're supposed to cook them. Yeah, you're supposed to burn all that shit out. Yeah,
yeah, you throw them in a boiling pot of water. I don't. I think that's horrible, and I don't like them anyways. I don't like to eat them, but like no, I could never. But I'm just saying, you're going to eat it, so just... stupid. This is just stupid.
He was very shamed by this, though, because he only admitted to eating the crab after his wife mentioned the incident to doctors who were puzzled by pathology changes in his chest, abdomen, liver, and digestive system. They asked him if he had ever eaten game or anything weird or unusual. He said, no, not at all. But then he later admitted that he'd eaten something special, which is when this story came out. I don't know why the hell you would think this is a good idea, though. If something comes out of the ocean, you gotta figure, there's so much nasty shit and parasites and bacteria and stuff.
Yeah, but this is...
why you gotta cook this shit?
China?
Yeah.
Don't they eat weird things over there that we can't eat?
Our bodies are the same. I don't know how the fuck they can eat the shit they eat over there.
Yeah, but they've been doing it for generations, so they probably can. And, like, I don't think, like...
Well, yeah, you're right.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
We eat fatty, nasty-ass food over here.
If they ate our McDonald's, they'd be like, what the hell is this? Come eat at our McDonald's. And we'd go there, and there'd be, like, fucking sushi on the menu.
Yeah,
like, what the hell?
No. Can't do it. Yeah. So I don't know.
That makes sense. It's just really disgusting. I don't know how they can get away with eating some of the shit they eat though. Like raw shit from the ocean. I don't know how the fuck they do it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just gross to me. You go to their fish markets and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, all the weird stuff that's hanging.
Everything they cook.
Gross.
Everything they cook is weird. I like that is one place where I know if I went there I would starve to death. There's nothing there I would eat. Absolutely nothing. Because I was watching something where this woman, she cooked up something very disgusting, but made it look delicious. And they were like, it was like the nastiest fucking thing you could ever think of. It was like something from the ocean, right? It was like a nasty squid arm or some shit. Mm-hmm. And she like boiled it. It was still alive when she cooked it.
Ugh.
And then she cut it and the thing was still fucking moving.
No.
And then she boiled it and she made stew out of it. And all these like kids were eating it. And they were like happy to be eating this shit. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
They're just different. We've been grown up with fucking pizza and fucking ice cream and shit.
Like, so you put the bread on top of the cheese and so the cheese on top of the bread? No.
It's just we're different.
Disgusting.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So after a sheriff's deputy found an uncapped syringe and a crystal substance among his belongings, a Florida man demanded that a cop call the FBI and local police since he was allowed to carry methamphetamine. He's allowed to carry it, so it doesn't matter if he found it.
It sounds legit.
Robert Lawson, who's 50, was questioned after he was spotted loitering near a wooded area in Clearwater, cops say. During a consensual encounter, which is very weird, I don't know why that's on there, Lawson reportedly gave police permission to search him and his bags. According to the arrest report, the search yielded a small baggie containing a crystal substance, which tested positive for meth, as well as an unused, uncapped syringe with brown liquid residue. After being read his rights, Lawson demanded that Deputy Daniel Maddox call the FBI and St. Petersburg Police Department because he is allowed to carry methamphetamine.
Special. Like, I got my card somewhere.
He's special. So, Lawson was arrested on a felony drug charge and a misdemeanor drug paraphernalia count. He's being held in the county jail for an odd number. It's $2,150, which is odd. Lawson's rap sheet includes convictions for trespassing, battery, possession of drug paraphernalia, and consuming alcohol in a city park.
All terrible crimes.
So, but they have to understand, he's allowed to.
All he needed was a lanyard. That's all he needed was a fucking lanyard. And they would have been like, all right, let's just leave him alone. Or like a black shirt that says security on the back.
And he even tells them, he goes, call the FBI and St. Petersburg Police Department. They know. They know I'm allowed to do this. It's so weird.
Weird question for you. I just thought up. Why the fuck is it legal to wear security shirts and shirts that say FBI on them and shit like that?
I don't know.
I've seen people wear FBI shirts in public. It says FBI on it. Like, what the fuck?
The same reason why people are allowed to walk around wearing army on it.
Well, like, you would think that there would be some sort of thing where, like, you shouldn't be allowed to misrepresent yourself as some sort of position of authority. Even on a small scale, like a security t-shirt, it's like, why are you wearing a security t-shirt? Like, if someone was in legitimate danger,
they would look for you
at a Walmart. If like a kid is like walking around a store and some pedophile has a security shirt on, and he's just looking at the DVDs, and some kid's like, sir, you say security, can you help me find my mom? And the guy's like, bingo. Because, you know what I mean? Like, it could be misleading in a way. So something like that, maybe, I don't know. Like, maybe that's just my inner leftist coming out. Maybe we should cancel shirts that say security on them. Maybe. But it does make sense, though, when you think of it that way, don't you?
Yeah, I just...
Don't you see the sense in there, though?
I know, but I'm wondering how you got into a security... thing, because my story had nothing to do with
that. Because I was saying
that.
All he had to do was flash a lanyard, because if you have a lanyard on, you look official, or like a shirt that says security on it. Oh, he's got a shirt that says security. Like, he must be legit.
What the hell is he talking about?
Okay. No, that's what I was thinking about it. All right, so listen to this. So speaking of security, this is going to really make you question everything in life, especially if you're one of the billion people that have a Facebook account. So, I mean, this is something, I feel like I'm saying I told you so a lot. But man, when the government tells you they want to do something, they're already fucking doing it. You just don't know about it, people. And when they had this task force thing where they wanted to have the Council of Truth that blew up really quickly, where they wanted to have like a truth commission and they were going to appoint people to make sure misinformation wasn't getting on the internet, you kind of knew that they were going to, you know, use that for their own fucking horrible reasons, like to fix and rig elections like they've been doing. So they've been doing this behind the scenes the whole time, and Facebook got caught with their pants down and Mark Zuckerberg got caught lying. He did an interview with Joe Rogan saying that he didn't know anything about what was going on, about suppression of media and shit like that, and stories. So there's some leaked documents that are showing Facebook actually made a special portal for feds to go and get your information and report misinformation online. So they have their own separate login to Facebook where they can go on and monitor, which means the government is monitoring all that shit that you're saying, which they said they weren't doing the whole fucking time. So there you go, people. Makes you feel a little bit safer about posting pictures of your kids on the internet or saying you voted for somebody on a certain election because you might get someone knocking on your door. That's the kind of shit where this leads to. So leaked confidential documents allegedly indicate that Facebook developed an end-to-end process for government agencies to report misinformation, according to The Intercept. And there are pictures of this online, so you can check for yourselves. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt and Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry filed a lawsuit earlier this year seeking to uncover collusion between major social media companies and the federal government to censor free speech around topics such as COVID-19. The court subsequently compelled the Biden administration to turn over communications between federal officials and social media platforms, which, according to Schmidt, reveal an extensive censorship enterprise between multiple government agencies and social media platforms. So there's a parallel investigation by The Intercept has allegedly uncovered confidential documents from Facebook illuminating the presence of a Facebook content request system for government agencies. So when they were talking about the Hunter Biden tapes a while back, they suppressed any stories revolving Hunter Biden, all the shit that he was into, the weird corrupt shit the Bidens were into, all where all the money was going, where it was coming from, the big guy, all that shit they were talking about. This was hidden on social media at the government's request. And a lot of people, when they were polled, said that if they knew about this stuff before the election, they would have voted for Trump instead because they knew Biden was compromised. So they intentionally stole, they basically lied and just fucking went behind everybody's backs on this shit. It's basically hid information that was just not important enough for you to hear. I guess, things that would make them look bad, things that would hurt their cause. So they basically fucking just, it's so fucked up, man. Don't you just feel like completely lied to when you hear shit like this? Like, what the fuck is going on, man? Like, when are we ever going to get truth? What is real anymore, you know?
You're never going to get the truth, though.
About anything.
If anyone thinks that, then they're an idiot.
About anything. Like, no. I have no faith in the system.
Neither side is ever going to get the truth about anything.
It's a bunch of
fucking lies. So I don't know why anyone would think that. You can't trust the news. You can't trust shit, man. If the last freaking handful of years hasn't proven that, like, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. I remember at one time we were bringing in stories from different websites that were contradicting themselves.
Yeah.
Like, same story, just told completely differently from two different... Like, fuck
they
off.
They single-handedly have a hand in killing so many people.
You can't... So it's just like, you can't
trust
them.
So many people. because of COVID misinformation. Remember, you could post anything. I would post a picture while promoting a show on Instagram. You post like a picture and then like you put a description like, hey, click here, watch the show. And immediately there was a COVID tag underneath a second after I posted it. How was that possible? Mm-hmm. How was that possible? Misinformation. Go here if you want to get your COVID vaccine. Like, what the fuck? Immediately flagged for that shit. So they have this web address. It's facebook.com/xtakedowns #login. It's still up there right now, and which was listed on the leaked documents obtained by The Intercept. Still appears to be functioning, and you have to have a certain email address. It has to be an approved government or law enforcement email address to get in there and have access. But what they do is they scour the internet, and anybody who posts anything that the government doesn't approve of gets eliminated from Facebook. That's what they do. That's what their job is. And this was not admitted. He had this interview with Joe Rogan, Mark Zuckerberg, day where he was flat out asked about this. He's like, no, it never happened. And now this shit comes out. Mm-hmm. This is why they hate Elon Musk so much. This is why they're trying so hard to bury Twitter, because they want control, because they don't care what you think. You know, they're about a fucking pawn to these people. They don't give a shit. And it's like you hear stuff like this, and it's like you fucking throw your hands up in the air, and you almost feel hopeless. It's like, what the fuck do you do with me? You know, like, what do? You can't do anything. And it's fucking terrible. These people are so damn evil. And then, you know, you got this weird Paul Pelosi attack that they're talking about. It's that whole thing's a fucking joke. The glass, I guess, they were saying like the guy broke in, but the glass was on the outside of the house, as if the glass was broken from the outside in or from the inside out.
It doesn't matter, because no one's going to report what really happened. Yeah, and it's really
like
both happened. Guys
were in their underwear. The guy was apparently like a super fucking leftist, even though they're trying to say he was a right-wing MAGA nut in the media. This guy was like a gay fucking escort, and of course, you know, you can see it because the fucking left is nothing but perverts, as you can tell by their fucking transgender shit. So I actually believe that story. I believe this guy was fucking Paul Pelosi and some weird shit happened, because they don't give me any reason not to believe it. They're fucking weird fucking perverts.
Yeah.
You can't trust anything. You can't trust your eyes. You can't trust your ears. What do you trust anymore? Seriously, it's fucking crazy. Absolutely insane. You can't even make a damn social media profile. Here?
Reporting news stories.
I don't fucking know.
You can't
can't fuck with us. I mean, like, we've been removed off of the things they can control. That's a thing. Like social media accounts.
Jesus.
How long was fucking Twitter down for? Twitter was down for fucking months at one point.
Was it?
Yeah, fucking Facebook's still gone. It's like, I mean, the things that they can control, they can't control this yet. They can't control the podcasting world yet. But when they can, I guarantee you, they're going to try. They're going to try to get rid of everybody. Why do you think fucking Joe Rogan was allowed to talk, even though they wanted him probably dead because of the whole COVID shit he was exposing the whole time? Anybody who voiced their opinion against COVID, they probably wanted to put a bullet in their head, and they were trying to. They were trying to give him that fucking shot, which is worse than a bullet, probably. I don't know, man. It's really fucked up. It really just kicks you in the balls and makes you just lose faith in everything, seriously. It's like they won't even let you fucking live your life alone. You can't be left alone by these people. You really have to just be off the fucking grid to just be to have a fulfilling life without any of their bullshit, being untouched. You can't make a fucking social media account. You can't even have a social media account where you talk openly, like, hey man, you know, I voted for Joe Biden, and someone goes, hey, I voted for Trump, and that person gets fucking banned. It's like, what the hell? Why are you so buttered? Why can't they handle any opposition, any opposing facts? The Democrats won't even go in and debate anybody, and when they do, they look like shit. It's like they're a bunch of scared fucking idiot morons who just happen to have the keys to the car, and it's just, it's a horrible situation. Whatever.
God.
No, it's fucked up, man. It's fucked up.
Well, an Arizona mother was arrested after leaving her 5-month-old child home alone to go out drinking in the middle of the afternoon.
Hmm.
5 months old. Like, I... Claire Margaret Meacham, who's 23... was busted on charges of driving under the influence and child abuse around 2:20 p.m. Thursday afternoon after police received calls about a possible drunk driver. Once in handcuffs, the young mom told cops she may have left her baby home alone. So at least she said something,
yeah.
I guess, because otherwise no one would know, right? She'd be in freaking jail cell, no one would know. Police drove to Meacham's home in East Mesa, and were able to hear the infant's frantic cries from outside the house. Footage taken from her doorbell camera showed she had left home around 12:44 p.m., abandoning her baby for over 2 hours before cops caught up with her. She told police she had left the child in the baby's crib before leaving, but didn't remember anything after that. Records showed she didn't try to contact anyone to watch the baby. She just apparently left. And her freaking mugshot is just, like, the biggest smile I've ever seen on an arrested person.
I mean, shit.
Like, happy as shit.
No, there was one person happier, the one whose, like, fucking lifelong goal was to get arrested. That was one of your stories. Remember that guy who was like... Yeah, you remember that guy who was like, oh my god, I always wanted to be arrested. And remember that fucking guy who was like, oh my god, you not remember that one. It was like last month.
Was it?
And they called me the burnout.
I don't know.
The guy was like so fucking happy. He was like, dude, this is like one of my goals to be arrested. And he was legitimately being arrested. He was like happy about it, taking pictures and shit.
Oh god.
All right, man. I'm going to get mad on this one, but I'm going to try my best not to, okay? So, TikTok and you don't stop, stopper. Dylan Mulvaney, who's a fucking pervert, that fucking trans woman cosplay person who went to go visit Joe Biden that pissed me off the other day, mm-hmm. is now has over 8 million followers on that website and was invited to the White House. So, we know who this person is. So, they have a beef with Caitlyn Jenner. Who was probably a huge cause for all this shit, and someone who I blame, put the blame for all this crap being like mainstream and then like cool to do now. Like, hey, it's cool to mutilate kids. But Caitlyn Jenner is like now, I don't even know because this is so confusing.
I thought Caitlyn Jenner was against doing it to children, though.
Yeah, but I think that Caitlyn Jenner, when the whole transition with Bruce into Caitlyn was like mainstream, right. I think that was like the catalyst for, hey, oh, this is so beautiful, putting him on the cover of magazines and shit, the most beautiful woman in the world. Remember all that crap they did?
Oh, no, I remember
the first
that.
Year, Woman of the Year.
Okay.
That was the start of all this shit, I think. But now Caitlyn Jenner is against all that stuff.
Yeah, okay, but that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's still living as Caitlyn Jenner. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't like the fact that men are in girls' dressing rooms and all that weird shit that he's... But I agree with it. He seems to be one that has sanity on his side.
Right.
But yeah. They hate him for that because they're radical as fuck. And this is the one who, like, was talking to Joe Biden. And it's weird because the really radical ones, the strongest, most radical voices, are the ones that our guys in office are fucking openly embracing. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
How Caitlyn Jenner's like, I'm a legitimate transgender person, and I keep my mouth shut, but I live my life.
Right. See, and that's why I believe...
Yeah,
that person.
That's why he doesn't bother me really with it because the first year of it was super annoying on cover of magazines and Woman of the Year that pissed me off.
Well, I think that was then. I don't think.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I don't think yeah. Caitlyn Jenner was out there reaching out and saying, "Put me on a magazine." I think.
Oh, he was posing for that shit.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like I look differently at
that. Well, I mean, like after you see how extreme some of these motherfuckers are, he looks sane by comparison.
Crazy, man.
I guarantee you, if those other ones weren't being crazy, I think we'd still be looking at Caitlyn like, what the fuck is wrong with him? But but these other ones are super fucking crazy, so we'll take him on our side if he's a good ally against this crazy shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, Dylan Mulvaney responded to Caitlyn Jenner's negative comments about him, calling on Jenner to think back to his own transitioning journey. On October 30th, Mulvaney posted a TikTok caption, Day 233, same as the first 232, I'm sure. A message to Caitlyn. In the video, Mulvaney spoke directly to Jenner and said, I automatically have a lot of respect for you as a fellow trans man, but then you decided to ridicule me very publicly. So he went on to show screenshots of Jenner's tweets published between October 26th and 27th, including one in which Jenner misgendered the TikToker by using he-him pronouns in reference to Mulvaney's genitals. It sounds so fucking weird to say that sentence out loud. Why the fuck are people talking about this shit? Seriously.
Yep.
It sounds fucking ridiculous. It sounds like me trying to convince you that 1 + 1 = 3. It will never make sense.
Like, children are on these social media sites. Like, I don't understand.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. This person needs to be locked the fuck away. Not embraced with 8 million followers. 8 million people either laughing at you, but not all those people are laughing at this person. Some of them are emulating this person. They're creating more of these fucking freaks, and you shouldn't be doing that. Mm. You shouldn't be doing that. If you're legitimately, you know, going through this transition period, and it's a real thing, not caused by the media and the sensation that's going on right now, because that's what this is, and there's a reason why so many of them fucking kill themselves before the age of 22, because they regret their decisions, because no one's fucking talking sense into these people. They're just affirming it and letting them go. But anyway, The exchange between Jenner and Mulvaney is the latest in a series that began on October 25th when Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn tweeted a recording of a TikTok Mulvaney posted in May. In the video, Mulvaney spoke about walking around with a bulge in her trousers and called for people to normalize the bulge.
Oh, God.
Dylan Mulvaney, Joe Biden, and radical left-wing lunatics want to make this absurdity normal, Blackburn wrote. It's true. Nobody needs... They want a hyper-sexualized world of just... If just seriously, who wants to see this shit?
I don't, man.
You don't want to see this shit in public, man.
Seriously, I am not a sexual person. I don't want any of this at all.
Even people that are sexual. See, like, I consider myself... When the lights are off in our bedroom, I don't need to see this shit on display.
Shit.
It's private. It's between you and the person you're fucking. Why does it have to be on display? My sexuality is me. It's not you. That's not you. You're more than that. People need to understand.
Normalize the...
People understand you're more than your sexual preference. It's, I mean, if that is your most important part of your whole being, then you need some fucking help. And seriously, these people need help. That's what they need.
Like, I don't want our kids, like, on their phone and, like...
No.
You know, seeing people talk like that and stuff. Like, no, that's not okay.
No, like, this is what not to be like. These fucking idiots online. But they're the ones that are getting praised online. This is the kind of shit that should be censored. You should be censoring this shit. Oh, look, day 233 of me chopping off body parts... It's like, we should, like, this is, like, you're watching a person's nervous fucking breakdown documented in a series of vlogs or vlogs, whatever the fuck you call them online. That's what you're seeing. You're seeing a person commit suicide day by day, because eventually that's where this will probably lead if you look at the statistics. Mm-hmm. I don't know this person, but I know numbers. The statistics state this person probably won't live very long. And it's fucking sad that people are just cheering, clapping him on as he's fucking lighting himself on fire and burning in front of your face. Fucking clap them on, cheer them on, people. But anyway, Jenner responded, "Dear Marsha Blackburn, thank you for speaking out and having a backbone. One of the best senators we have. Let's not normalize any of what this person is doing. This is absurdity." And it is. It's fucking absurd. It really is. It's so absurd. And anyway, this Mulvaney implored Jenner to think back to the early days of his own transition. Mulvaney said that he made the video about his bulge because he was embarrassed about his own body. So, I mean, I can't even read this anymore. Seriously, it's like, what the fuck am I saying out loud? Like, I'm reading this shit and I can't believe the words are coming to my mouth. I can't believe this shit's written on a fucking news site.
Yeah.
How is this a serious topic? How is this a serious topic in life?
There's a lot of shit going on in the world. I don't know why there's so many articles on this shit.
There's so much more important shit going on in the world, and this is what the fuck is like front page news.
It's stupid.
Every website, 8 million followers, this fucking disgusting human being has on TikTok. This guy's fucking gross. You're not that perverted. I mean, this is this guy's whole life. He wakes up in the morning and this is him. This is who this person is.
Yeah.
A fucking fake ass, I'm turning into a woman, and now you can speak on women's rights. Who the fuck made you a spokesman of woman? Not a fucking person, man. Seriously, you can't just put on a fucking badge and call yourself a cop without training. You're either something or you're not, man, and you're not. I love spoons. I love forks. They're both different, but I love them both the same because they both do something I enjoy.
Do you love sporks?
Oh my God, that's perfect. That was a great invention. But it's its own separate thing. You could either have one or the other. You can't just turn a fucking fork into a spoon. It doesn't work out like that. And then you have to bring up the spork. And that's what we're trying. We're trying to make human sporks, but it doesn't work that way with biology, man.
I fucking hate sporks. I don't, no thank you.
I don't fucking know. I don't. It's just, it's so disgusting. It's fucking disgusting. It's like we got filth on... I mean, do you think this is how our parents felt in the 80s when rock and roll came out?
Oh, I'm sure. But this shouldn't be a news story. This shouldn't be what the news is covering. I don't understand. There's other things going on.
Look at these guys with the long hair and the makeup on playing fucking rock music.
Yes, because I remember...
But at least they were fucking girls and weren't cutting off body parts.
That shit was going on, and then there was a whole thing with... Marilyn Manson was a whole fucking thing. And any kid that, God forbid, you listen to Marilyn Manson.
You're a Satanist.
Holy shit. Like, you're going to burn the world down.
Yeah, but like, this is like, just, but this is serious. And we have grown adults affirming this behavior, which has never happened before.
No. I mean.
It was always kids versus adults, but now the adults are the fucking kids.
Yeah. Now it's the whole damn world.
Now they're on their side. So, it's like, I mean, if we're on their side, and I'm not saying us, but I'm just saying, like, as a collective, like, people are on the side of this behavior of degeneracy. Like, who's going to save the world from this shit?
No one.
If the adults are in on it, we need adults. That's what we need. We need fucking adults to say, listen, this is wrong. You sit down and you go to bed without dinner because until you find out what's wrong with the scenario. You can't have kids cutting off their body parts. You can't fucking have adults in fucking panties reading the kids with fucking makeup and fake tits on. You can't have this happening. This is not normal behavior. Why are we normalizing this shit?
I don't know, but I have one more story, and it's not a very good one. So,
well, I don't think the last one was very good, but it's real, and that's the saddest part. So go ahead.
A Florida woman was killed in front of her two young children after a gunman wearing a skull mask forced his way into her home early Tuesday morning and executed her in what a sheriff described as a targeted hit.
You're really trying your hardest to top that bad story I just had, huh?
I said it was horrible, man.
Shit. I'm like, it can't be worse than that one. I'm like, maybe it is.
Pasco County Sheriff Chris Noko said during a press conference that the suspect knocked on a door in Newport Richey sometime after 12:30 a.m., so this is still Halloween night. People go nuts on Halloween for some reason.
Alcohol.
The knock awakened another woman who was sleeping on the couch in the front room. As she got up, a man wearing a black skull mask kicked in the door and pointed a gun at her. The intruder continued on to the bedroom where the female victim was sleeping along with her two children who were under the age of 12, flipped on the light switch. The victim sat up and asked the shooter not to shoot her. Said, don't shoot.
Clever.
The suspect then fires one round at her. She falls off the bed. He fires another round directly at her, striking her. The victim was transported to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. She has not been named as of today. The children and the second woman who was in the house were not injured in the shooting. So the sheriff is saying this was like she was a target.
Yeah.
This person purposely went into that house, knew right where she was, knew the layout, and just killed her.
What a bitch.
That's fucked up. Yeah, well, so they're going to be, they haven't ruled out like a domestic related thing, so they're, whatever relationship she's got going on or has had, they're going to be interviewing them. But that's fucked up, because those kids were in bed with her when that's just horrible.
You know who's not going to come in this house and shoot me?
Oh, God, that's horrible.
A friend. That's why. I don't know. That's pretty sad. It's, anytime there's a loss of life, it's sad. And like we talk about death a lot in this show because it does unfortunately happen a lot. And we can be accused of only talking about bad topics. But the thing is you go to any news site, the first thing you see is a page full of dark topics.
I know it's never
topics.
Anything. You know, give me a website that does nothing but tell me something good. Tell me something good stories. I would love to
man
find
goes
a website.
To ice cream store, found out his bill's already getting paid. All
yeah, see,
right,
give
fantastic.
Me some of those.
Good
I would
job,
love to man. Find them. Oh, that's what I got for today. I'm
big 1,000-pound anvil falls on family of cats, squashes them all. You like that news for person voice? Do you like that? Or do you think I sound like an asshole?
You sound like an asshole.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. Mm-hmm. I got one for you here that's going to hit home. And we're doing a short one today because we got a lot of shit we got to do today. We got a lot of things we got to recoup and just get done, man. It's November 1st. And I know a lot of people got shit they got to do. And my kids, I'm telling you, it's November 1st. And I already had my Christmas list when I was a kid filled out before Halloween. They hadn't even started and they probably have no interest in filling one out this year. I don't know if it's because they have everything.
They have everything. We go through this crap every year. They have everything. They're both out of toys. There's nothing. Yeah. There is nothing on this earth that these kids would want. Have it.
It's going to be an empty tree this year, and it's going to be fucking gift cards. That's what it's going to be.
How boring. But we've said this a million times. We our childhood was different. You can go to the store and buy the shit.
It's a different childhood. It's not.
They have their phones. They're good.
Yeah, so we got stuff we got to do, but I know this is your favorite segment of the show.
Because it's the last one, bitch. Let's go.
Jeez, you're really rushing me right now, aren't you? You fucking bastard. So this person wants to know, am I the asshole for saying someone is short and fat?
Yep.
Now, listen. I picked this one for a reason. You got to trust me on this one. I picked this one for a reason. I know it's very easy by reading that title to say immediately, yes, you're an asshole.
Yep.
But are there really no circumstances where you... You know, you can't tell someone the truth.
Can you mind your own business?
Well, but if you're making it people's business. Let's see, that's where this gets interesting.
This better be a damn good story.
Immediately you're going to think of a certain somebody that we talk about here on the show a lot. So a girl in my school is a fat positivity activist on TikTok. She films herself eating, twerking, and making the fat on her butt jiggle for the camera while saying how in love with her body she is. Does that remind you of someone?
Yeah, no, I can't. It's like you can't. I kind
of
know.
A pile of shit. She also says, all the time that being fat is an honor and beautiful. This is important for later on. For a public speaking assignment in class, she wrote about how modeling should be illegal because the models in Fashion Week are skinny and tall, and they look like freaks and not like normal girls. And they make everyone feel uncomfortable watching them. The whole assignment was about speaking calmly and effectively, but she was speaking very angrily and aggressively. I'm pretty sure her whole speech was just directed at me because I'm known at school that I walk in Fashion Week, and she was weirdly staring me down the entire speech. For the audience counter-argument part, the teacher then asked me what I thought of the argument since I walk in Fashion Week. And this is where it's probably going to get fun. I said I thought it was all pretty ridiculous, of course. The girl and her girls came up to me and my friends at lunch and said that I'm eating fruit salad because of a food disorder I have, which I really don't have. She then said, you're only allowed to walk because you're tall and skinny, just so you know, in a very derogatory way. I said, and you're not allowed to because you're short and fat, so what's your point? She yelled, and the mask is off. I was just waiting for you to show your bigotry and insult me. However...
But you just insulted her.
Exactly. But that's what they do. They needle, needle, needle until you needle back, and then it's, oh, I'm the victim. Oh, I'm the victim. And by they, I mean people in general. When I say they, it's just people, because I don't consider myself a normal person. I'm a fucking weirdo. And I openly admit that. But that's how people act, though. Seriously, that's how they do. The second, you know, the bully gets slapped in the face, what happens? Oh, they hit me. Yeah, but you threw the first punch. You know, you can't take it, so you're playing the victim game. That's just how they fucking act. So, however, if being fat is an honor and beautiful, as she always says, I don't see how stating she's fat is an insult or bigoted. I'd be pissed if someone called me fat, and that's because I don't see it as an honor, and she supposedly does. So, great points made by this young female, and I don't think she's the asshole here. I don't. And I don't have anything against fat people. I don't have a thing against skinny people. I don't have a thing against anybody. I have a thing against assholes and people I can't rationalize or anything.
She's not an asshole, and I'll say why. It's because the stupid bitch came up to her first and insulted her.
Multiple times.
And it might not be an insult by saying, oh, well, you're just in it because you're tall and skinny. She meant that as an insult.
Yeah.
So, therefore, insult the fat bitch back.
Why? Because you're short and fat, bitch.
Yeah, like you purposely said that, trying to make an insult. Just fuck off.
And I'm just going to be honest here with the whole Lizzo situation. I don't hate Lizzo. It's just I understand this woman. Like you, who doesn't understand this woman? We've all seen a person like her in the past. Lizzo is just like this woman. Is super insecure.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be the tall, skinny girl. That's why she attacks the tall, skinny girl, because that's who she wants to be. This is her way of dealing with her own insecurities by projecting it on other people. That's what she's trying to do. If she can trade, I guarantee you, if a magic genie came out of a bottle and said, do you want to be her or you, she'd say her every fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. No questions asked. She doesn't like being fat, and she just can't be anything else but that. So why not just embrace it and make everyone else, because you hate yourself. You need constant affirmation. You need constant fucking love and attention and joy and positive words being said. It's just like, listen, just fucking be you, man. Just be you and be happy in your own fucking skin. You don't need any likes and shit, you know? That's how I feel like a lot of these fucking mentally disturbed people on TikTok do, and a lot of them are faking things just to get that affirmation. Because it's so important for them. It's so important for these people.
I don't know.
They just need people that love them, I guess. I don't know.
This is going on in school, though?
Yeah.
What kind of runway whatever are they doing? It's like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
What kind of school is that?
It's fucked up, though. I mean, you shouldn't be name-calling people, but I'm a firm believer. If someone's fucking with you, you get them right back, man.
She was eating lunch.
She's eating something she likes.
This freaking bitch comes up to her while she's eating and insults her. She's eating a
bag of fucking chips.
Then, I mean, what the hell?
Yeah.
So, no. She's not an asshole. Not at all. Like, fuck her.
Tricky one, though, huh? By that title, you're like, oh, yeah, immediately just girl
an asshole. Yeah, because you mind your own business. Yeah. But this, the overweight one made it her business. You approached her and started with her. So then, gloves are off. So, whatever.
There's always something really glaring about bullies. If you've always looked at the classic bully, if you think about your bullies in school, or if you've seen bullies in school, or whatever, if you were the bully in school, and you've grown out of it, I'm sure you could rationalize it. Like, let's say if someone's listening to this show right now, and they were a bully in school, and they feel bad about it now. I guarantee if you talk to them, it's like, why were you doing it? And be like, oh, man, I had a bad home life, and, you know, like, my brother used to beat me up or something. You know what I mean?
I don't give a shit.
But I'm just saying, like, maybe there was something that happened to these people. Her situation is she's fat, and she doesn't like it. She hates herself. Yeah. That's why she's lashing out. They lash out for a reason. It's got to get to that core problem and hopefully fix it, but... You got people saying, oh, fat's beautiful, fat's beautiful. And you know Lizzo fucking cries herself to sleep every night. You know she hates looking at herself in the fucking mirror. But she has this persona that she puts on. It's sad because you see this shit in the media telling this is healthy. And we all know it's not. Mm-hmm. You go to any fucking doctor. What's the first thing they tell you to do? Exercise and eat right.
Yeah.
And then you got the media and the fucking president of the United States fucking, oh, that's fat shit. You know what I mean? I don't know. We're living in a fucking bizarre world. But we're going to make it to Friday.
Are we?
I think I'm going to make it. I don't know about you, though.
We'll see how I feel.
We'll see what happens. Man. You got me fired up now. I'm fired up. I want to go another hour.
I'm fired up now. What the hell did I do?
You got me fired up. You were talking about these horrible topics, these horrible things getting me all amped up here.
No.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Mm-mm.
Well, what are you going to be doing for the next couple of days?
Unsolved Mysteries I'll be doing. Yeah. 3 more episodes of that. And I should at some point be watching Black Adam, I think. Other than that, and playing the video game.
Yeah. Well,
I don't have any other big plans.
Yeah, I got nothing. I'm just going to enjoy my last week of work here, the schedule I got. My schedule changes next week, so...
Yeah.
I work a shorter week this week because I'm off Sunday and Monday, and I start that whole cycle up, and I'm doing split shifts, which is going to be fucking weird, so I got to get used to that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
My morning and night is going to be screwed up, but the whole middle of the day is going to be opened up, so some earlier podcasts, we're going to be well-rested. It's not going to be too early, not going to be too late. It's perfect prime time for us, I think, dear.
Midday.
I think it'll work out good for us. And got the holidays coming up, so we're going to be excited about that. And always excited to talk to you guys. And till then, you can check us out
at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voice of Misery podcast. No,
I didn't do it.
Yes, you did.
I didn't do
yes,
it.
Yes, you fucking did.
I didn't sing the whole thing.
You.
I didn't do the ooh part. I didn't
but
do
you
it.
Still say it, you son of a bitch.
I didn't
bitch.
Do it.
You did. Anyways, you can find
I didn't
us.
Do it. I didn't do the whole thing, man.
At voiceofmiserypodcast@gmail.com.
Bitch.